Today's podcast looks at the Scottish ballad, Catherine Jaffray, together with its English equivalent, known as The Green Wedding, and the reworked version, Lochinvar. I will look at the publishing history and sing samples of the song and end on a complete performance of one of the songs. There lived a lass down in yon glen, as I have heard men say. Her name was Catherine Jaffray, well known to many men. Down come the Lord of Lamington, down to the south country, and he is for this bonny lass, her bridegroom for to be. He asked her father, he asked her mother, the chief of all her kin, and then he asked the lass herself, and did her favour win. Down come an English gentleman, down from the English border, and he is for this bonny lass to keep his house in order. He asked her father, he asked her mother, as I do hear them say, but he never asked the lass herself until the wedding day. Then she has written a letter, and sealed it with her hand, and sent it to Lord Lamington to let him understand. The first line of the letter he read, a loud, loud laugh gave he, but ere he read the letter o'er, the salt tears blind his eye. The tune and words are from the singing of Joe Ray of Ayrshire, recorded by Mike Yeas in April 2001. A young man courts Catherine Jaffray against the wishes of her parents, who arrange a marriage with an English squire or lord. She writes a letter to her love and he attends the wedding. The bridegroom, and sometimes the bride's brother, challenges him, wanting to know why he's attending the wedding. Does he want to have a fight? The young man says that he's not come to fight, but wishes a word with the bride, sometimes to kiss the bride. She mounts his horse and they run away together. In some versions, there's a battle between the two would-be grooms and their followers. The earliest noting of this romantic ballad was in the late 1700s, in two manuscripts held by David Hurd. These two versions were later used by Walter Scott to make a more detailed reconstruction of the ballad under the title of Lord Lamington, which he included in the first version of his collection, The Minstrelsies of the Scottish Borders. In the reprinted version of The Minstrelsies of the Scottish Border, he made further amendments, and the ballad is named Catherine Jaffray. In the revised version, the unwanted bridegroom is Lord Lochinvar, and her true love is Lord Lauderdale. Walter Scott reworked the ballad again in a more poetic style, bringing in the name of Lochinvar as the lady's love. He included the Lochinvar version of the ballad in his 1808 epic poem Marmion, A Tale of the Flodden Field, a sort of romanticised historical review of Scottish history. The Lochinvar version of the ballad became quite popular in Britain as a recited poem, especially when Sir Walter Scott's romantic fiction grew in fame and popularity. The Scottish versions of the ballad Catherine Jaffray usually have a Scottish laird who wins the lady's love, and a wealthy English lord as the suitor preferred by the parents. The endings either have a battle in which the Scotsman wins the day, or the two lovers ride off into the sunset, with a warning that English suitors are not welcome. The Scots always have the upper hand. A version of Catherine Jaffray, collected in December 1906 by James Duncan from Robert Alexander of Udney in Aberdeenshire, called the hero Lochnagar. A bridal day it then was set, the bridal it came on, and who appeared among the guests but Lochnagar himself? A glass was filled of good red wine, was well drunk between them twa. Says he, I'll drink with you, bridegroom, and then I'll go awa. A few words with your bridemaid, and I hope you'll grant me then. I'm sure before her wedding day I would have gotten 10. He's taken her by the middle waist, and never stopped to call. He's taken her by the milk-white hand and led her through the hall. He's leaned her o'er his saddle bow and kissed her cheek and chin. And then he wished them all good night and hoisted him on behind. The ballad, Catherine Jaffray, was printed from various sources in collections by George Kinloch, Joseph Ritson, William Motherwell and David Buchan. Sadly, they did not provide a tune. The Broadside Street printing used the title of the Squire of Edinburgh, in which the lady loves a lord from Edinburgh, but her parents didn't like him, and arranged a wedding to a farmer's son. There was quite a wide distribution of this broadside. It formed the basis of the Green Wedding text, used by the traditional singers in England and Ireland. Printing of the ballad with a tune starts in 1881, in William Christie's collection Traditional Ballad Airs. It uses the ballad text from Walter Scott's collection. The bride looked out of the high window, being both hill and down, and she was aware of her first true love with riders many a one. She scoffed him, she scorned him, upon her wedding day, and said it was the fairy court to see him in array. Oh, come ye here to fight, young lord, come ye here to play. Oh, come ye here to drink good wine upon the wedding day. I come not here to fight, he said, I come not here to play, but I'll lead a dance with the bonny bride and mount and go away. It was a glass of blood-red wine was filled up them between, and as she drank to Lord Adale, who had her true love been, he's taken her by the milk-white hand and by the grass-green sleeve. He mounted her high behind himself, and her kinmen gave no leave. In England and Ireland, a rewritten version of the ballad was known under the title of The Green Wedding. This arises from the abductor dressing himself and his men in green. He also asks the bride to dress in green so that she can be easily noticed. In the earlier versions, he tells the guests at the wedding that he saw a fairy troop all dressed in green when he was travelling to the wedding. It's dangerous to interfere with fairy folk, and makes the pursuit of the couple more hesitant. In England, the Green Wedding versions have been collected by Cecil Sharp in Essex and Roy Palmer in Birmingham. She wrote the squire a letter and sealed it with her hand, saying this very day I am to wed unto another man. The first few lines that he looked on, he smiled and thus did say, oh, I may deprive him of his bride all on his wedding day. He wrote her back another, to be sure, and dressing green. A suit of the same I will put on, at your wedding I'll be seen. A suit of the same I will put on, to your wedding I'll prepare. Saying, my dearest dear, I'll have you yet, in spite of all that's there. He looked east, he looked west, he looked all o'er his land. He mounted them all, 80 men, all of a Scottish band. He mounted them all on milk-white steeds, and a single man rode he. Then all the way to the wedding hall, the company dressed in green. When he got to the wedding hall, they unto him did say, you're welcome, sir, you're welcome, sir, who are those men in green? He laughed at them, he scorned at them, he unto them did say, it might have been a fairy troop come riding by this way. The tune and words were collected in September 1906 by Cecil Sharp from Robert Parish of Exford in Somerset. The narrative theme of an uninvited guest running off with a bride appears in other ballads including Hindhorn, Robin Hood and Allan a Dale, and Lord William. The surrounding details vary, often with the lover returning from a sea voyage to find his love is about to marry another. The endings also vary as we might expect. Catherine Jaffrey is a fine romantic ballad, not as well known as it might deserve. There are some good tunes, and it's an excellent ballad to sing. I will end this podcast with a version collected from Cecilia Costello of Birmingham and Nora Clearly of County Clare. Both singers use the same tune, and the text is derived from the Squire of Edinburgh broadside print. There was a squire in Edinburgh town, a squire of high degree. He fell courting a comely girl was she. When her father came to hear of it, an angry man was he. He requested of his daughter dear to shun his company. Now there was a farmer lived in the east, he had one only son. He came to court this country girl until he had her won. He got consent from her father and mother, from old and young likewise. But still she cries, I am undone, whilst tears roll from her eyes. She sent to love a letter, and sealed it with her right hand, and told him she was to be wedded to a very rich farmer's son. Oh, the very first line that he read, he smiled and this did say, oh, I'll deprive him of his bride all on his wedding day. He sent her back an answer to be sure and dress in green, and with the suit of the same he would put on the wedding to prepare. A suit of the same I will put on, the wedding I will see. Oh, dearest, dearest, with you I'll wed in spite of all that's there. He looked east and he looked west and all around the land. He selected a score of fine young men, all of a Scottish clan. They rode on in twos and threes, and a single man rode he. And away they went to the wedding house, with his company dressed in green. Oh, you're welcome here, where have you been all day? And who are all those gentlemen that are riding out this way? He laughed at them, he scoffed at them, he smiled and this did say, oh, there might have been some fairy troop that would ride out for today. She filled him a glass of Newport wine, he says to the company round, tell me where is the man they call the groom? Where is the man, he said, who will enjoy the bride? For another might like her as well as him, and would take her from his side. Then up and spoke the intended groom, and an angry man was he. If it's for fight that you've come here, well, I'm the man for thee. Oh, it's not for fight that I came here, but friendship for to show. Saying, give me a kiss from your bonny bride, and away from you I'll go. He caught hold of her lily white hand and around her middle small. He brought her out of the wedding house without the leave of all. The drums they'd beat, the morning sun, most glorious to be seen. And away he went to Edinburgh town with his company dressed in green.